happier this week when the Parramatta Eels back in the winner's circle with a victory over the Sydney Roosters. You beauty!
And tell me, out it comes, Wagga Blake, Marcus Sivo! Absolutely incredible!
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get along with this week. Don't worry about that. Hey, the Harlem Globetrotters are coming to the South Coast. They're at the Wynn Entertainment Centre on July 4, right in time for the school holidays. I spoke to Hammer Harrison from the Globetrotters.
And the most amazing thing about the Globetrotters, you know, if you're not even a fan of basketball, like, there's no way you're not going to come and enjoy our game, you know. Yep. Team mascots, there's just so much fan interaction going on that, you know, fans is going to be like, well, is this a basketball game? Like, it's just it's just marvel to watch. Every time you cry,
save up all your tears. I surprised everyone with the final double pass to go see the sold-out show at Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre with Human Nature, and Cheryl did the mad dash and came up victorious.
I just got out of bed, mate.
You just got out of bed and you had the race for the phone, didn't you?
I did.
You did. You're like, what? This guy's giving away the last double pass to Human Nature.
Oh, that was a mad dash. Oh, they're amazing.
Things that nobody said in the 80s. Where's my iPhone? I'm going to take a selfie. These are things that no one said in the 80s. Gladys weighed in on the subject.
And you know what else never happened in the 80s?
What, Gladys?
Dude. The word dude. What? Dude or bro. Bro, you never called each other bros or dudes.
No.
Or even hoes. I don't know.
What was that, Gladys?
Or even hoes. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Lock it in.
After the controversial walkout last week, Pete Brantman was back on the Lock It In segments, but with stipulations from management. What?
Let me go down one. It is not ever to be referred to as a fossil. He is a human being. We've never called him.
I don't think we ever have.
Well, I don't think
someone
have.
Did. Oh,
who was that? Now it's Cody Walker.
When referring to now as Cody Walker, neither Stolze or Max are allowed to laugh. Fact, Cody Walker is from Nowra, yes. Hence why he's called...
Nowra's Cody Walker.
Nowra's Cody Walker.
So is Rodney Rood, but we don't hear we talking about that every week.
And, well, this one's a bit of a stretch. Whenever he enters into a conversation for the first time, he must be accompanied by the classical music, pomp and circumstance. So...
This is a bit much.
Not much to ask for, Max. It's called respect, son. Respect. All I want is a bit of respect.
Channel 9's Gavin Morris let us know that after all this rain, which has stuffed up absolutely everything for so bloody long, finally, La Nina is over. Or is it?
The Australian Bureau of Meteorology have called the La Nina over. The American Bureau equivalent have not called it over. So La Nina is still teetering right on the brink.
We Aussies, we're happy to say see you later. You're gone.
Absolutely.
Wednesday was National Kissing Day, and I got the lowdown from the staff here at 2ST. How do they rate as a kisser, as a pucker-upper-upper? Check the results.
Oh, probably an 8.5 out of 10.
8.5
out of 10?
Yeah.
Too much tongue, apparently.
Too much information. So
kiss me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a kisser?
I don't know, 7?
7? Compliments on your kissing? I'm just going to go for a 7.
He enjoys it. Kiss
me. How would you rate yourself as a kisser?
I'm a fantastic kisser.
Fantastic. What's the secret?
My mum let me lick the beaters when I was a kid.
See? Well,
so many ladies over the years would have asked you, but when it comes to kissing, where are you rated?
I think I'm pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, ask the girls in the office.
And that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.